Some of those training opportunities take place here, inside the Updike Lab at the MDI Biological Laboratory in Bar Harbor.
And this is one of the bigger microscopes that we have.
This morning, Ann Campbell has been hunched over this microscope in the dark, studying a DNA smear from a nematode, or roundworm. Campbell is doing research on germ cells in these worms, which work like human stem cells.
We can zoom all the way in, and this is the DNA in the nucleus of different cells in the animal. So we can get a really clear idea of what is happening in an organism using microscopes like this.
Campbell, who's 24, graduated from the University of Maine at Orono in 2012 with bachelor's degrees in chemistry and biochemistry. As a member of UMaine's Honors College, she took a week-long winter course at MDI Biolab called Functional Genomics, paid for by Maine IMBRI, the IDEA Network of Biomedical Research Excellence.
So I participated in that for that 1 week when I was a junior, and from that I met my thesis advisor. And with those two resources, I was able to develop a thesis project, basically based off this IMBRI-funded course here.
Led by MDI Biolab, the IMBRI program dates back to 2001 and includes the Jackson Laboratory, the University of Maine, the University of Maine Honors College, Southern Maine Community College, the University of Maine at Farmington, Fort Kent, Machias, and Presque Isle, and four private colleges, College of the Atlantic, and Colby, Bates, and Bowdoin. The program paid for a fellowship for Ann Campbell to continue her research as she applies to graduate school, and has provided similar training for more than 2,000 other young people in Maine.
For years, I have advocated for more collaboration between Maine's research and development labs and Maine students.
As Ann Campbell worked away at her microscope, U.S. Senator Susan Collins, the woman who's already helped Maine IMBRI secure $100 million in funding, stood outside beneath a big white tent to announce another federal grant totaling $18 million.
It's not surprising to me that the IMBRI funding has led to the creation of more than 200 jobs in our state, and I'm sure it's going to lead to many more.
Collins says this latest grant from the National Institutes of Health will allow the program to keep operating for another 5 years. Darren Collins, meantime, says the program is playing a leading role in helping the College of the Atlantic and the state of Maine combat a threat to its long-term economic health. Darren Collins is president of COA.
At COA, only 17% of our students come from the state of Maine, but 30% stay in the state of Maine. So COA is a remarkable example of reverse brain drain, and IMBRI is something that really has helped drive that.
Ann Campbell, meantime, is busy applying for graduate school. She's leaning toward continuing her education out west somewhere, but says she's open to and is excited by the possibility of returning to Bar Harbor in the future to continue her work at MDI Biolab. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.